Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Venture Capital, Private Equity. And the Financing of Entrepreneurship by Josh Lerner, Anne Lehman, and Felda Hardiman is a finance and entrepreneurship text that explains how private equity operates, with emphasis on venture capital and buyouts. Published by Wiley, it frames private equity as active investing and walks readers through the investment process from fundraising and deal sourcing to value creation and exit. Rather than treating venture capital as a set of buzzwords or a collection of heroic startup stories, the book focuses on the institutions, incentives, and decision rules that govern investors and the entrepreneurs they fund. It blends practical deal-oriented explanations with insights drawn from academic research, aiming to clarify what private funds do, why their contracts and governance tools look the way they do, and where outcomes can diverge from the idealized narrative. The result is a structured guide to how entrepreneurial ventures are financed in private markets and how private equity firms seek to earn returns over the full investment cycle. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the active investing cycle from fund formation to exit, a central organizing idea, is the full cycle of active investing. The book situates venture capital and buyout investing inside a repeatable process that begins with raising a fund and ends with distributing proceeds back to investors. This perspective helps readers see why private equity firms are built around multi-year vehicles, why timing matters, and why the investment business is as much operational as it is financial. The cycle includes sourcing opportunities, evaluating them under uncertainty, negotiating and structuring the investment, monitoring the company after closing, and eventually exiting through a sale or public offering when conditions and company readiness align. By following this arc, the book clarifies how decisions made early, such as fund strategy, target sectors, and governance approach, constrain what can be done later. It also highlights that the exit is not an afterthought, but a design variable that shapes how investors support growth, manage risk, and measure progress for entrepreneurs. Understanding the cycle explains why investors ask certain questions, push for specific milestones, and care deeply about follow-on financing and liquidity paths. Secondly, venture capital versus buyouts within the private equity umbrella. The book treats private equity broadly while distinguishing two major segments, venture capital and buyouts. Venture capital typically targets young, high uncertainty firms where value depends on innovation, market creation, and rapid scaling, often with limited collateral and evolving business models. Buyouts, by contrast, usually involve more mature companies where investors can underwrite cash flows, apply leverage more readily, and pursue value creation through operational improvement, strategic repositioning, or governance changes. Presenting both within one framework helps readers compare how risk, control, and financing tools differ across stages of company development. The contrast also clarifies why contracts, monitoring intensity, board involvement, and performance measurement practices can look different between VC and buyout contexts. Importantly, the shared lens of active investing keeps the discussion from becoming a simple checklist of differences. Instead, it emphasizes how the investor role, the degree of uncertainty, and the available levers for improvement shape what a private equity sponsor does after capital is deployed. For students and practitioners, this comparative approach strengthens intuition about which form of private financing fits a given company situation and why. Thirdly, how private equity creates value and where it can destroy it. An explicit theme is that private equity is not automatically beneficial or harmful. Outcomes depend on how investing and ownership are executed. The book explains value creation in terms consistent with active ownership improving strategy, strengthening management and governance, professionalizing operations, sharpening incentives, and helping companies access networks, customers, and future financing. It also acknowledges that the same mechanisms can misfire. Poor selection, overconfidence, or misaligned incentives can lead to overpaying for deals, pursuing unsustainable growth plans, or applying governance approaches that do not fit the company. In buyouts, the use of leverage can amplify both discipline and fragility, making operational underperformance or external shocks more dangerous. In venture settings, aggressive scaling plans can consume capital without reaching product-market fit, turning staged financing into a prolonged struggle rather than a learning process. By focusing on both creation and destruction, the book encourages readers to analyze specific levers and constraints instead of accepting industry narratives. The payoff is a more rigorous way to evaluate whether a proposed investment plan is likely to add real enterprise value or merely shift risk and returns among stakeholders. Fourthly, governance, incentives, and control in entrepreneurial finance. Financing entrepreneurship is not only about writing a check, it is also about shaping decision rights and incentives after the investment. The book emphasizes governance as a core tool that private investors use to manage uncertainty and align interests between founders, managers, and funders. In venture capital, where outcomes are highly skewed and information changes quickly, investors often rely on staged funding, performance milestones, and active board participation to guide capital allocation over time. In buyouts, concentrated ownership and stronger control rights can enable faster strategic changes and tighter managerial accountability. Across both contexts, the logic of incentive design is to encourage value-enhancing behavior while limiting actions that could harm investors and the enterprise. The book's focus on governance helps readers understand why negotiation points such as board composition, information rights, and managerial incentives matter as much as valuation. For entrepreneurs, this framework clarifies that term negotiation is fundamentally about partnership design under uncertainty. For investors, it highlights the trade-offs between control and collaboration, and the practical limits of monitoring and intervention. Lastly, private equity firms as institutions and the evolution of the industry. Another major topic is the private equity firm itself, how it is organized, how it competes, and how its practices evolve. The book treats these firms as institutions that must attract capital, build a differentiated strategy, and repeatedly execute investments in a way that sustains performance and reputation. This institutional view helps explain why relationships with limited partners matter, why track record and credibility affect fundraising, and why firms invest in sourcing capabilities and specialized expertise. It also provides context for how private equity has grown in economic importance over recent decades, becoming more influential across sectors and geographies. By discussing likely evolution, the book encourages readers to think in terms of changing market conditions, competition for deals, and shifting expectations about transparency and outcomes. For a student, this gives a realistic map of the industry beyond stereotypes. For practitioners, it frames strategic questions such as how to build an enduring investment platform, how to balance discipline with innovation, and how to adapt when the environment makes traditional sources of advantage harder to sustain. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a structured, end-to-end understanding of how venture capital and buyouts work in practice without losing the analytical discipline of finance. Students in finance, entrepreneurship, and related programs will benefit from its clear framing of private equity as active investing and from the way it connects fundraising, deal execution, governance, and exits into one coherent cycle. Practitioners, including founders, operators, and aspiring investors, can use it to interpret investor behavior, anticipate the logic behind governance and incentive terms, and evaluate how value creation plans are supposed to translate into realized returns. Its main practical benefit is conceptual clarity. It helps readers separate what is essential in private investing from what is simply fashionable. Intellectually, it stands out by balancing deal-oriented explanation with research-informed perspective, offering a grounded view of both the upside and the potential failure modes of private equity, compared with many books that focus narrowly on startup tactics or on transactional mechanics. It positions venture funding and buyouts within a broader institutional and lifecycle framework, making it a strong foundation for anyone trying to understand how entrepreneurial ventures are financed and governed in private markets. If you would like to support Josh Lerner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.